Pledging Loyalty. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The new King of England gave his first address as king this afternoon, remembering his mother while offering a comforting message.
King Charles III praised his mother's warmth and love and said he, as king, renewed the pledge of service she once made. He said he was brought up to cherish a sense of duty to others and to hold respect for traditions as well as freedom, the UK's history and parliamentary government.
As the Queen herself did with such unswerving devotion, I too now solemnly pledge myself, throughout the remaining time God grants me, to uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation.
He noted the new titles among his family members, Camilla as Queen Consort, Prince William and his wife Kate, now the Prince and Princess of Wales. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The funeral plans for the Queen are not yet finalized, but President Biden said that he will attend. This afternoon, the president was in Licking County, Ohio, talking up the signing of the CHIPS Act into law, which will allocate money to build semiconductor plants in the U.S.
There is nothing, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, there is nothing, not a single thing beyond our capacity as a nation if we do it together as the United States of America.
Today, Intel broke ground on a plant in Columbus, Ohio. A federal judge in Florida has dismissed Donald Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and former top FBI officials. Trump's suit accused the Bureau, Democratic officials, and Hillary Clinton of conspiring against him to push the Russia investigation and names Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, and others associated with the now debunked dossier, claiming Trump's ties to Russian officials. An attorney for Trump says they will appeal. And the Justice Department and the Trump team have proposed candidates for a special master in the Mar-a-Lago probe. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Two House Democrats want a federal investigation into whether airlines use COVID-19 bailout funds to encourage workers to quit.
New York Representative Carolyn Maloney and House Majority Whip South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn asking the Treasury Department's Deputy Inspector General to investigate whether airlines used coronavirus relief funds for buyouts or early retirement offers to employees during the pandemic. The $54 billion in taxpayer aid was meant to keep workers on the payroll, prohibiting carriers from laying off staff. However, when air travel fell in 2020, airlines offered incentives for workers to quit or take long-term leave. With travel demand on the rebound, they're now facing staffing problems, including with pilots. Maloney and Clyburn calling for transparency, asking the watchdog for preliminary results by September 22nd. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The defense for R. Kelly and two co-defendants has rested at the R&B singer's trial on charges of trial fixing, child pornography, and enticing minors for sex. Jury deliberations will likely begin next week. The federal government has renamed hundreds of peaks, lakes, streams, and other geographical features that carry a name considered offensive.
Nearly 650 places across the U.S. bearing the offensive word squaw have been renamed. That from the U.S. Department of the Interior after an almost year-long process. The word is an ethnic and sexual slur historically used for indigenous North American women. Private businesses in some cases have also taken the lead on name changes, including Squaw Valley Resort in Lake Tahoe, the site of the 1960 Olympics. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Major League Baseball has adopted its first pitch clock, limits on defensive shifts, and larger bases for next season in an effort to shorten games and increase offense. The changes had long been pushed by Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.